I'd like to call today's meeting to order for Taney County Commission, October 19th, 2015, at 9:07. Is there any commission remarks?
Yes, I'm going to let Jimmy Russell make some comments, and then I have some to make.
Morning, gentlemen.
Wanted to introduce Michael Lynch to you. Mike is going to be the, he was just hired and going to be the security over the courthouse here and the grounds surrounding the courthouse, and he'll be permanently stationed over here in this building.
Okay.
So just wanted to introduce him to you and let you be aware of him.
Thank you. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you, Commissioner. Appreciate your time.
Yep. Thanks, sir.
Mike is retired military.
Air Force.
And was prior work with Pulaski County before coming down here.
A few other places.
Yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Right.
Commissioners,
have a good day. Yeah, and then another commission remarks. I'm going to and have announced that I will not be seeking a fourth term as Eastern Taney County Commissioner. I've enjoyed my term here. Still have a lot of work to do in the next year, and but I think with the people that are getting have the other candidates that are going to be running for the office plenty of time to make that decision.
Now, you've said that multiple times. Are you really going to do it this time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm teasing. Anything else? Let's go ahead and move on to accounts.
No approval.
We got approval of payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second. We have a motion and a second to approve payroll. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable.
Motion for approval. Accounts payable 345848 through 345854, 345962 through 345991, and warrants 6345 through 6349.
Second, we have a motion and a second to approve checks numbers 345848 through 345854, checks numbers 345962 through 345991, and warrants 6345 through 6349. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Approval of the previous minutes and executive session minutes.
Motion for approval of regular minutes 10:13 and 10:15 and executive session minutes of 10:13.
This executive was
10:13?
Uh-huh. Second, we have a motion and a second to approve regular session minutes of October 13th, 2015, and October 15th of 2015, and executive session minutes. Did I say regular session? Yeah, and executive session minutes, October 13th, 2015. And Danny, did you say October 15th as well?
I didn't even see it in there. Is it in there?
Yep.
Yeah, I'll add that to that.
Amend your motion?
Yeah.
I'll amend my second to the October 15th, 2015 executive session minutes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Stacy, do we need to clarify that at all, or did you get it?
I got it. I'm just putting in the amended motion.
We have the system maintenance agreement for DocuWare. I don't see Mr. Dixon or
I
Mr. Erickson.
It's just a renewal, isn't it, Brandon?
It's the maintenance agreement for the DocuWare system. It's a sole source issue.
Right.
I know they've already gone through the
sole source part of it.
I didn't know if
I don't think there's any changes to what was previously.
No, just note that it was negotiated and follows multiple discussions with Mr. Dixon, and he also approves the document, so this is for his office. So I'd entertain a motion for the. You want the title?
Yeah.
There you go.
Motion for approval of the system maintenance agreement, DocuWare equipment agreement, file number 15-085R. Motion for approval.
Second. We have a motion and a second for the approval of the system maintenance agreement for the DocuWare equipment agreement, file number 15-085R. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Transfer station discussion and updates. Gentlemen?
Morning, gentlemen. David and I wanted to talk to you about a couple of things, transfer station. One thing with the one drainage problem we got and waiting on the product to improve that, we want to schedule to close it the first week in December. That'll give Scurlock plenty of time to complete the trench grate product and have it delivered and on site, and then we want to get our personnel through deer season, that type, vacation time taken, so I have enough personnel on hand to complete that. So the first working week in December is when I want to try to schedule to close that, and we're not really sure. It will take 2 to 3 days. We're estimating about 3 days to get that installed and then be able to open back up in full operation. So,
I thought that that had already been ordered. And
the pole building part and all that has been completed, and the only thing we bid out, the trench grate, it's currently in production. They got about half of it built, but they're going to be to the end of October getting it all completed. But then through November, we're not going to have enough people to actually get it closed. Our main personnel is going to be gone in November. So we want to put that off just a couple of weeks and get enough people here to shut it down. We can.
You're saying for installation?
Installation, we've got to do.
What day are you looking at?
We want to get a calendar. We want to close it starting December 7th on a Monday, and we want to start at the beginning of the week. If we can open later that week, if we get it installed and everything goes good, we'll open back up. But we first thought we could close it on a Thursday and Friday, but if we don't get it completed, then it runs into the next week. And but we're thinking Monday, December 7th, scheduling to close that week. It gives us enough time to advertise and let all our commercial haulers and everybody know.
I don't, you got to do it.
Right.
And is that, traditionally, I know we don't want to do it right after Thanksgiving. I mean, the week of or the week after.
That so gives us time to get through that holiday, and it'll put us between the next one, so.
Is that typically a slower, is Monday a slower time, or is it better to do it over a weekend? Or?
Well, I plan to start Saturday evening, the 5th, and if things go good, we should open Wednesday, but okay. We're not going to guarantee that.
So you're planning on starting Saturday?
After they close Saturday.
Okay.
With the demolition work, we will pour the concrete hopefully Monday morning. Which of us?
We got to have cure time for that, and
right.
Then once we get that main doorway and another piece put in there, we can go back into operation. The last part of that in behind the wall, we can do that while it's opened up. We won't have to have it closed for that. So,
so the news media, do you have that documented where you can hand them a sheet, or are you just gonna rely on their verbal?
We don't have the trench crate and stuff. That was all a bid product. I mean, that's.
I'm talking about your time frame. You're going to be closed so that the public knows about it. So that's. Can you get them something in writing that?
Yes, we'll get that all in writing. We'll have to put out a newsletter and everything. Put it on the in the papers and stuff. And we want to at least a week prior to that. And we'll post it at the transfer. All our normal haulers will be aware of that.
Also, some other closing dates I'd like to do is we've done the Saturday after Thanksgiving the last 2 years. The way Christmas and New Year's falls this year is on Friday, and I want to close the Saturday after Christmas and New Year's. It shouldn't be too big a problem.
I don't have a problem.
As they seem come in today after Christmas right. For 4 hours.
It's your baby.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, just.
We post it. And
yeah,
I can
main thing
let
is.
Them know when it gets closer.
Right.
You got to be there on Friday morning after Thanksgiving, though, in case I need to get in line for a Black Friday prize.
I suppose Friday.
Well, how am I supposed to be first in line to fix the trash? Anything else, gentlemen?
Talk about your tires.
Oh.
Cycle.
Our tire price is $2 per tire for somebody to bring them in. To get rid of them, price is $2 per tire plus a $200 trailer fee. Every time they get a load, I mean, we get anywhere between $400 and $500 on the trailer, but that's, we're losing. We want to look into raising our tire price.
So if you raise it to $225 to $250, does it cover our costs?
It would probably just barely cover costs.
I basically don't care about what it costs if we're losing a little bit on that, because I've been involved over the years in having to go off into ravines and pick those things up and everything.
Right.
It's a money maker for the county if we just go ahead and absorb the $200 and try to get more people to bring them in.
Okay. Well, yeah, because I know that it's sad to penalize people that goes out and tries to clean up shorelines, and then, I mean, because that's happened to us. You know, we bring tires in, and like, well, it's going to deter people from helping pick stuff up.
Right. So did I just leave it at $2 and let us absorb the other?
Did it go up or something?
No, it's always been.
Oh, it's always been that one. Or not always, but.
Well, the tires are getting bigger, and we can't get as many on the trailer, too, so that's.
Okay.
They're going a bigger size, 17-inch, and 18 and 19-inch on newer rigs, and so we're.
Are we not able to take it to a place that, currently, do we take it to a place that recycles them?
They recycle them right off. They take them to the trailer, and then they take them to recycle. But then, like in the past, they've came back for, you know, if we run over on the number of tires, because they filled trailers at before, right?
Well, I mean,
we fill several trailers a
year.
But every time we fill a trailer, we call them, they come get it and bring us another empty one. And we start on it.
And they charge us $2 per tire plus $200.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just know that a lot of them are turning around using that to make other products with. You'd think we'd be able to at least break even, you know, give it to them, if not sell it to them, if they're profiting off of it.
we can look into that.
Yeah, if you don't care to look into it, see if there's other available options to... Because they make that, don't they use tires to make the mulch, the rubber mulch? And I think there's a company that meets with us at the MAC conference also. So you might look into that.
The other item we want to do, we want to go ahead and order, with your guys' permission, two more trailers. And we have the money in the budget to do that. They won't get here till February, March of next year. But within the current bid, when we bought these, it was written in there we could get two or more, and they'll sell them to us for the same price.
Now, that's not the track trailer, though, is it? Or is it?
Trash trailers.
Yeah, I'm talking about the
No. These are just regular, just like we got.
Yeah.
He wants two more of those, and these aren't the walking floor type. We got two we're going to get rid of, but right now with operations, he's using seven and sometimes eight, but one of them's pretty sad shape. We plan to get rid of it, but he wants to get two more trailers in here so we don't run out of trailers.
We'll actually sell two after the two new ones come in.
Right. So we'll maintain eight trailers.
The new ones are also more aerodynamic. We're using about 5 gallons less fuel every trip with them, too. So, and that's some...
Adds up.
It adds up over a year's time, also. So.
Well, yeah, because how many trips are you taking a day?
At least six,
yeah.
Sometimes eight.
Get with Mr. Erickson.
The
bid's already...
We've already checked with him, and our bid's good through April on that current bid, and I've already talked to the salesman, and they're good with it. I mean, that's what they bid, same price as what we received these other two.
Danny, do you want to deal with it now, or you want to put it on for next week so Mr. Schofield can be here?
What's that, on the trailer?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. What they're telling us is that we've already got it in the budget, and that we can buy them off of this year's bid. That's what I understand.
This year's bid, but we'll make payment next year
on
next year's budget.
Oh. I don't care however you want to do that. If you want to just, are you wanting to pick them up now? That's the question. Are you wanting to get them right now?
We're wanting to order.
We'll only order them. They can't. Build them until next year's budget.
Right.
That's why we want to order now. If we wait until January, it's going
to be... And I'm fine with it.
So I mean,
it's a need that needs to be taken care of. So we need to, I'll make a motion that we approve two trailers for the transfer station.
Second. We have a motion second to approve two trailers for the transfer station. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
All I got.
Thanks a lot, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. We are going to take a recess to go upstairs for a daily staff review and agenda request, and up there we will adjourn.